Yeah, I think we're good. I told you he would notice.
I knew you guys don't do reliable work.
No, Jay did it on purpose.
I did it on purpose.
Oh, sure, sure. That's what everyone says when they fuck shit up.
No, Jay.
Oh, it's totally on purpose.
Jay literally goes, "Here, put this one in yours. Put the other one."
Yeah, really?
Yes.
Is that on mic?
No, because it was when we were setting them up.
Yeah. Convenient. How convenient, Jay.
Yeah.
Good work, by the way. You're fired.
Fuck it. Well, okay. I mean, I'll have to find somewhere else that doesn't pay me any money at all to do this. It's going to be a real tough job.
We're buying back your shares. You're out, pal.
Hostile takeover.
Shit.
You're out.
You know, the level's not in the mic, right? You don't set the level on the mic.
I know. Yeah, I know.
I'm just reminding you, Dave.
Consistency's sake.
This is superstitious. This is what it is.
Just admit it. You're like two steps away from...
It's not superstitious.
Just admit it. You're two steps away from being religious. It's fine. You're two steps away from believing in God.
Eric is the one who advised me to do it. And
yeah,
he's the most audio engineer-y out of all of
us. He clearly doesn't know what he's talking about.
It's because every piece of equipment is slightly different.
Well, is Eric here on this podcast with
us? If you drop it, you're right.
Did I hear Eric say that to you? Did you record it?
I did record it because I'm good like
that. All right, let me hear it.
It was recorded on the same mic that I always use for consistency's sake.
So if Dave,
oh, weird. We didn't pick it up. That's weird.
If Dave sounds weird, it's because he's in his head about having a new mic.
If Dave sounds weird, it's because Jay can't do anything correctly.
And going to believe in God soon.
it's numerology.
It's
then
numerology
then
first. That's the next step.
Just science, guys.
So is it QAnon then God? Is that what it?
Very close.
You've got to go to QAnon first.
Actually, I think you got to be
religious
first.
You isolate variables. This is science. This is math, Jay. This is supposed to be your bread and butter. What's wrong with you?
Well, tweet us at hashtag nobody cares if Dave sounds weird.
Yep,
that's at NAFCast.
Oh, we got an email this week.
Did we?
No. Oh.
I'm just going to start making emails up.
Just spoof us.
That's what I'm going to do. This email comes in from Dave. Weird.
Dave Snark Crazy.
This one comes in from Eric. Eric says, "Dave, you're a fucking idiot. It's just a microphone." Wow. Weird and timely.
That's weird. Weird.
He just tweeted me, actually, confirming that it is important to use the same microphone for the same task.
Okay.
Yeah. What's crazy is we use
to convert to Christianity.
I know, and if
it bothers the shit out of you every time.
If I really had thought about it ahead of time, I would have labeled them.
They will.
I know,
and they'll be labeled next week.
Obviously. You know what's really funny? I already knew this was going to happen. When I left things to be set up, I was like, there's no way they're going to end.
The best part is you think it's incompetence. He literally was like, switch the mics.
I do it.
Either way, the result is the same.
I like to see what you notice. I like to see what you notice.
You're agitated.
Everything. You're on camera.
Dave is
right
Mr.
Now.
Situational Awareness.
I don't know why. It's just it seems to come naturally.
The videotaping strangers.
You're in my house. You're not a stranger. You're a guest, Jay.
I could be a stranger.
You practically live here.
I would disagree with that.
Yeah, practically is a strong word.
Practically is a very strong word.
For practical purposes, you live here. It's on your tax returns.
I mean, practically, you spend 2 hours a week here. This is practically home.
This week's above average.
That's true.
You spend about 10 hours here on Saturday.
Yeah.
In fact,
starts on Sunday.
That happens fairly often. Last week was above average, Jay.
Yes. Well, if we want to be particular.
And that happens fairly frequently, actually. You've been over here for a series of barbecues and board games on the weekend.
It has been almost every week.
Yeah. I mean, more or less every weekend with few exceptions. Yeah. I mean, and sometimes Brandon, too.
Mostly, so I spend about half a day here a week.
Right, right. So for all practical, for practical reasons, I'll bet this
I can't take credit for that.
I don't know why.
I can't take credit for that.
That's why it's all loose and falling over. It's like, oh yeah, it was on purpose. We did it on purpose to see if you'd notice.
I didn't do it on purpose, but I'm definitely going to start loosening your stands up from now on. Just a little bit. Wow. So it's just going to slowly. Over the course of a podcast, not like a dramatic dip like
it's
that.
It's just going to...
Like, you're going to look up and...
I don't know if I want to work with you on a
this
podcast.
This is at chin level all of a sudden.
I'm going to secretly sabotage the quality of this podcast as a sick prank.
I think it's funny. I think the listeners appreciate it. And you don't even have to tweet me for that. Don't at me, bro. Because I know you guys all like it.
The guys on Impractical Jokers sabotage the show, and they're like, sick prank, bro. Pranks we do are the ones where we throw a camera in a lake.
I don't think that's a prank. I don't think that's a prank.
Sometimes we take the tape out so it doesn't even record. We mess with the sound gear.
Sick prank, we have no content.
The showrunner loves it.
Well, if you're passionate about what you do, do you really even need to be recording, I guess?
Yep, Jay's right. Yep, there it is.
Because we just get together and do this anyway.
Art. If you're passionate about painting, do you really even need to pick up a paintbrush?
We're not in it for the money.
Can't you really more just think about painting? So I paint without paint sometimes. Do you really need to use paint if you're really passionate?
You're a modern artist.
In my mind.
There are 100%. I guarantee there's a blank canvas somewhere in some museum, and some people are looking at it right now like, oh my God, this is amazing modern art.
Well, Brandon, artist needs to be executed.
I feel like you know.
No, it's definitely true.
There's got
to
be.
I've been doing plenty of modern art museums, yeah.
That's called bad art.
Yeah. It's like an 18 by 32 canvas, and that's it.
Bad art.
That's it.
There's also a helicopter in the Museum of Modern Art for reasons.
That's not art. That's a helicopter.
What's it called?
Is it made of
something? It was the
special?
One that, it was like the old timey one, that like, or the old timey civilian one that had like the big bubble, looked like a dragonfly almost. And like the, it was the one you'd see in like the 60s Batman show.
So
it had like a big bubble cockpit. The old school,
okay,
like,
I'm
single
with you.
Person.
Why wouldn't it be in the museum of?
Because at the time
the
they thought
museum.
That single thing was like so cool that it was a single like sheet of plexiglass that was. So it's in the Museum of Modern Art. I don't make these rules. It's there though.
That's dumb.
It's been there ever since.
Modern art bothers me because it's all shit that I could have.
I don't mind
with.
Modern art. I hate
for sure.
I hate
like,
the price of going
here's
to the Museum
a,
of Modern Art.
Here's
like,
a fucking
Met,
pile of garbage.
Fine.
Like that's my apartment. Like can I just put my apartment? Then I'm a modern artist now. Give me all the money. Like
Jay, there's no symbolism though.
The symbolism
apartment's
is
a mess like my brain.
It's subjective, Brandon.
All right, then. That
symbolism
sounds like art, Jay.
Symbolism is just what you bring to it.
That sounds like art, Jay.
Yeah, that's Jay's art.
What
How
is the symbolism
you?
Of a blank canvas?
I don't know.
Yeah, thank you.
Emptiness.
Yeah, sure.
Potential, Jay.
Like Dave's all deep in
the
shit.
Potential
this.
Of the canvas. What you could? Yeah. No, it's stupid.
Yeah, no, Dave's right. Dave's right.
It's,
I'm totally with it.
Hey, listen, art is for sure subjective, but that's weak art. I'm not even gonna say it's bad art. That's just weak art.
Yeah.
Like you show up and it's like what if you, it's like that, what is that cup of dirt joke?
Yeah.
It's a cup with
dirt
in it. It's a cup of dirt.
Brian Regan, it's like that's like bare minimum effort. You just showed up. And that was it.
It's like somebody was in art
like,
class and they
I
were like, oh
that.
Shit, oh shit, I gotta bring something to art class. Yeah. I'll spray my blank canvas and try to pass it off as art.
Horrible.
It's stupid. Art is stupid.
Art
all right.
is not, okay. I don't know if I'm gonna go there with
art is
stupid.
All right. I have zero.
Some art is stupid.
Like,
yeah, sure.
I can understand the paintings look good, but I have like zero care.
Isn't it all subjective anyway? Not the point.
I don't know.
A lot of it is.
A lot of it is.
So yeah. A lot of art is subjective.
Certainly interpretive art. Like
I think there's some things about art that are objective. Like if you show up with a blank canvas, like I'm like, all right, that's
bad.
Objectively poor, a poor
sure.
job. Subjectively low effort.
Yeah.
Like, sorry. But yeah, there's a lot of subjectivity to art. And if you like something,
yeah.
I mean...
Or if you just don't like art, that's fine too, I guess.
I don't think it's possible to not like art.
Right?
I just don't think you
I don't
are
think you
thinking...
Know it. Yeah.
Besides, you didn't say you didn't like art. You said you didn't like modern art. Unless
oh, I don't like all art that involves drawings and paintings and shit like that. Like,
okay. Oh, he really doesn't like art. Okay.
Yeah.
But that's just art. Like you're thinking of art in the very narrow space of like Picasso.
Yeah.
Like in the or like the Mona Lisa. Like art, like
no,
a
I
lot
mean,
of things
okay,
are
if
art.
Yeah, like this is art, right? We're currently
sure this
creating.
This is our art.
Yes. Yes. I could appreciate that, but like
books
paintings
are
and
art.
Shit
music
like that.
Is art. You appreciate art. You just don't like paintings.
I don't like paintings.
That's right. Fine.
Or sculptures.
That's
okay.
Really. Jay's not fun to hang around with, is he?
I don't know, Brandon. When's the last like?
That's a very narrow scope of art.
We went to the Met and gifted, and you enjoyed it.
I did. I liked the Egypt shit in the Met,
and that is art.
Listen, if you eat
it was
a
created
lot of,
by slaves.
If you eat a lot of food and you're like, hey, I don't like peas. It's like, okay, well, there's a lot of other food. There's
exactly.
a lot of other art out there for you, Jay.
That's
paintings
fine.
Paintings and sculpture, fine.
Tune in for our next podcast, Jay's Art Journey. We're going to find the right art
This
for
is
Jay.
Literally the first time we've ever talked about paintings and sculptures.
I know. Oh, it's going to become a segment now.
Oh, fuck it. Find something I like. Do it.
I don't know. Either, like, you really didn't like anything except the Egypt stuff?
And the knights. There was a medieval thing where they had the lances and shit. Like
wait, I'm sorry. Did you go to a museum recently that we're talking about this?
No.
No.
We're talking about like when we went on a field trip millions of years ago.
Oh, I thought I might have missed something. No. Okay. No. So you like historical
art
stuff.
Yeah.
So you don't like art so much as you like history.
Correct. I'd say that.
I could say you know? I enjoy history.
Like the Sphinx
art
is
with
art,
a historical
but it's more of a historical.
No. Just like I enjoy looking at the suits of armor right. and like the knights and then the
and
Egypt.
That suit of armor is in itself art, but that's more historical.
Mm-hmm. I don't appreciate it for the aesthetic value.
Fair enough. Okay. I don't know if that's entirely true either.
Yeah, if you're
there's
looking
something
at
about it that looks good
yeah.
that you enjoy.
Yeah.
But
I just wanted to like get
I
in
want
it.
Function
I wanted to get
you enjoy it
function
more.
Function over
for the
form.
Only function.
But my ideal suit of armor is just a block of
just,
iron
it's
that
like
I'm
Minecraft
encased
armor.
In.
It's just a cube.
Just like somebody these seams him. Seem impractical.
It's where the swords get in.
Yeah. Form over function or function over form.
But I think what you're trying to say is that you appreciate the historical value of some of these things more than you appreciate
the
their
artistic
or aesthetic value.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a suit of armor. It's cool. That's like people would have worn that back in the day to wade into battle and think that would protect them from dying. Like, that's cool. But you're not like, wow, the art involved.
The craftsmanship. And
yeah.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Yeah. The blacksmithery.
Yes.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay.
Fair enough.
So don't send Jay any art.
Yeah, we're not going on a field trip to our museum.
No art.
If you do, make sure it's sad clowns, because Jay loves clowns.
Oh, that's absolutely
clowns.
True. That's even though he says he hates them, let's be clear, he really likes them. Send us clown pictures.
No clown pics.
Lots of clown pics. Let's put them in an email.
I did find out, speaking of things that I'm terrified of.
Oh, this should be good.
No, you shouldn't tell us this.
That snakes get into one of the schools that I
oh,
work
no.
at.
Oh, wait.
Oh,
hold
no.
on a second. Like, there's snakes in the school?
Like, sometimes snakes
Chinese
will just slither into the room.
Whoa.
And, like, the room that I'm currently in.
That's
and
terrifying.
We don't live in a desert. That's fucking outrageous.
Well, there are snakes in New Jersey.
Of course there are, but, like, they're not right outside.
Apparently they are. No, they're not. You're right. They're inside my inside. Fucking classroom.
That's terrifying.
It is. And
well, dude, I went to school in this area for, like, 8 years, and I don't ever remember a snake
it's
walking
not,
into the classroom.
It's not the school that we went to when we were kids.
It's sure.
It's the
same
other
district.
School.
It's apparently a very holy school. Yeah. Lots of holes for snakes to get in.
Yeah. It's apparently because of its, like, I don't know, just the layout of the land that the snakes just come in. And
that's fun.
What you need is a class pet. And I'm thinking.
I think kill two birds, one stone.
Mongoose?
Oh.
Yeah. I'll teach the kids responsibility. Hunt snakes.
Done.
Perfect.
It's the circle of hide.
I'm going to just run away if one crawls into my room. Like, I'm done. That's not okay.
Are you that scared of
I'm
snakes?
I'm terrified of snakes.
Really?
Yeah. Fair enough.
As long as I see the snake, I'm cool with it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, because I can feel like I could handle a snake I can at least get a bead on from 5 feet away or so.
No, you saw when I was frothing. I bolted. We saw the one. There was one, and I bolted.
Yeah, you were not happy about that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that was a tiny little girly snake.
That was a tiny little
snake. Could have been a copperhead. There are poisonous snakes.
It could have been. No, there are poison. And
we have copperheads and not cottonmouths. We have some sort of rattlesnake.
There is. There are rattlesnakes, yeah.
I don't think we had cottonmouths.
I don't think. I think it's copperheads and rattlesnakes are the two poisonous ones in New Jersey. Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, copperheads are the real ones you got to worry about. I've never seen anything poisonous other than a copperhead.
And like once. State. I've only seen a copperhead like once in my life.
A couple times.
I swear I saw one at school. He's met when I was
scary, but they're not that poisonous.
Yeah.
They're not like one of those snakes where it's like one bite could kill three elephants.
Yeah, but it'll still fuck your day up.
Oh, no, it'll
and if you're hiking
kill
in
you.
The, you're hiking in the woods.
Yeah, you're
it's,
an elephant.
Yeah, it's not a good time to get bit with no cell phone service.
First of all, you shouldn't be going anywhere where you don't have cell phone service.
Well, like, even when our friend broke her leg when we were hiking, it took them a good, and it was at the same park, it took them a good, probably 45 minutes to an hour to get back to us.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Because they had to, you know, like, it's hard to describe exactly where you are on a trail. they had.
It's
know.
A funny. It's funny you say that because I was actually listening to somebody on some podcast or other talk about the U.S. highway system and how it was. First of all, designed after the German highway system.
Oh yeah,
Jay.
Nazi, so, Nazi highways.
You're gonna love
Nazi
this.
Highways.
Well, Nazi highways all across the U.S. The Germans invented everything about the modern highway.
That's why the spread of the alt right just isn't surprising to me. They have the perfect.
They're using the highways,
arteries, and capillaries.
But no, it was built. The pitch to for the government to pay for it was that it was needed for national defense, so you could move troops from one side of the country to the other. And there's long patches of straightaway for in case you need to use them to land airplanes.
Yeah.
And so the guy was saying, if you ever have to land an airplane, aim for a highway. A, because it's designed for it, mm-hmm. and B, because it puts you right where the ambulance is going to go.
Oh, that's a good point.
Right? Yeah. It's way easier than landing in a field or whatever. Yeah, the ambulance and the fire trucks are going to pull right on up to you.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And it'll catch attention like...
immediately.
That.
Yeah, everyone's going to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now with the cell phones, and everyone's going to be like, oh my God, a plane just landed in front of me.
That's like, yeah, that's the thing they tell you, for sure.
That's interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so Nazi highways.
Nazi
highways. On-ramps, Nazi off-ramps.
Well, yeah.
I'm mostly interested in those Nazi off ramps, really. Get the fuck out of here.
Well, once you're on a Nazi highway, I mean, how far are you going to go?
That's true.
We drive on them all the time, apparently.
Yes, we do. Well, was it Eisenhower, right? He brought them over. Or was
it
Truman?
No.
I know Eisenhower really enacted the.
Wasn't it part of like the New Deal? Wasn't that the thing? No,
there was no interstate.
Put people back to work for?
No, it was.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Tail end, but I'm pretty sure it was like Eisenhower, Truman, but mostly Eisenhower, who was like, I saw these highways. They were cool in Germany.
Hitler's got them.
Hitler
good guy.
Yeah, if we brought him over from.
Hasn't done anything weird.
If we brought him over from Hitler, then it had to be after the New Deal. Right? If we brought him over from Germany, it would have to be after the New Deal.
Unless somebody went over there earlier.
Earlier, yeah.
Right, true enough.
Right, because the New Deal was in the
20s. Before 30s. World War II. Yeah. But Hitler was in power for a while before. It wasn't just all. World
mid
War II
to late
eras, or early thirties,
mid thirties, I think.
I thought it was early thirties.
No, he tried.
There was one. He was like the head of the the Socialist Party, the National Socialist Party.
No one looked this up.
But
no, but there was like the beer hall riot, and then he went to prison, wrote Mein Kampf, and then it was like 1936 he took power, I think. Right?
When did he burn down the Reichstag?
Around then.
What a move! Power move. Power move.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it was a power move. You are correct.
We learned that one from him, too.
Yeah.
We had a couple of those.
Burning down the Reichstag?
Well, yeah, Pearl Harbor, the Bay of Tonkin.
Yeah.
Like, we did that a bunch afterwards. Someone was like, Hitler, Nazi Bay of Tonkin. Nazi Pearl Harbor. You see? Those are Nazi moves. Wow.
Wait. The Gulf of Tonkin was, like, kind of a false flag, wasn't it?
Yeah. So, and Pearl Harbor, we knew about it and let it happen.
Arguably. Yeah,
it's pretty definitive at this point. There's like telegrams and stuff that show that we kind of knew it was happening.
I don't think we knew it was seriously going to happen. Like
I'm pretty sure we did.
They knew there was like activity happening on the Japanese side, but they didn't know they were targeting Pearl Harbor.
No, I think it's pretty a pretty solid.
Agree to disagree. I don't think it was like a let it happen sort of thing.
All right, well, hey guys, don't email us and let us know.
Source for that doesn't start with Breitbart or InfoWars, because I know we definitely.
I think it's still just like I don't think anybody would take responsibility for it anyway. But that's the thing. Like nobody's gonna say, oh yeah, America, totally. Like,
but like I could. I mean,
like I don't think any official channels would be like, oh yeah, we totally knew it was gonna happen, even today.
Oh.
I don't think any American like government people would say that.
I could see it being a possibility.
I think you'd be wrong about that.
Really?
Yeah.
Sid said, sorry, it was our fault.
It wasn't our fault.
But we let it happen.
Yeah, they let the attack occur. Yeah. And there was advanced warning. There's like a number of like radio tower transmissions that weren't acted upon, or where people were warning of airplanes incoming and shit, radar stations, and we did nothing.
I don't think that's entirely it.
It's not entirely it. It's a long story.
Have you seen the movie? There's like a ton. Yeah.
Ben Affleck? Oh, my
God.
Cuba Gooding Jr.?
Josh Hartnett?
Cuba Gooding Jr.?
It was Cuba.
Yeah. Whew, boy. They did a hell of a job.
Speaking of movies.
Have you watched any good movies lately?
No.
No. Ouch.
Ooh.
We're going to come back when Jay's finished researching and talk about some garbage movies. Hitler might have made them.
Hey, baby, I hear the Navcast calling with Brandon and Jay and Dave.
They may seem a bit confused. Well, maybe. But they got hot takes. And they don't know what to do with all these Democratic candidates. Bernie's running again. Retcons, reboots, and requels. Nobody asked for this.
I'm Dave.
I'm Brandon.
And I'm Jay.
Nobody asked for this.
A podcast where we dissect reboots, remakes, retcons, and requels of our favorite movies and TV shows.
This week, you guessed it, more X-Men. If you weren't sick of it before.
Yeah, you're definitely going to be sick of it now.
You're about to be.
Holy shit.
First, we should say we did some research on Pearl Harbor, and there's no definitive results either way, apparently.
Yep.
So, jury's still out on whether FDR kind of
Encyclopedia Britannica does call it revisionist history, in all fairness.
That's fine. I mean, it's certainly, I guess, theoretical based on what we discovered. Like, there's no hard evidence.
No. Yeah.
I found reference to a lot of the things that I had talked about, which is, you know, transmission
and a radar
thing.
There's circumspect evidence that it certainly looks like it.
Right. But there's no, no one's come out and said.
No, nobody will.
And I don't think you ever will.
No, yeah. Nobody will. Nobody's going to make the American government culpable like that. Ever.
I don't know, man. We have the shit about the, what was the thing that around the time of the Bay of Pigs, the Cuba thing, Operation Whatchamajigger, where they had a plan to blow up like an airliner, airliner.
Forget,
sometimes stuff just gets declassified, and they're just it's like
MK Ultra too. That's
just like an oops, we declassified this.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I think they just have a bunch of stuff and like freedom of information. If it's been long enough, you can request shit, and they're just like, all right, here it is.
Yeah,
we were gonna blow up this thing.
I think there's a 30-year rule on like declassification, unless it's somebody.
I have no idea.
Unless it's going to implicate somebody who's still out in the field, like an asset who's still out there.
Yeah, or you just call Edward Snowden and he just faxes it over
that
or whatever.
Yeah. Yep. Fair enough.
But that's not what we're here to talk about.
No,
unfortunately.
We're here to talk about some quality films. Quality. Brought to us by Fox Studios. X-Men 3, The Search for Spock, and X-Men Apocalypse. Boy, oh boy.
God.
Thoughts?
These are two things I would not consider art.
These are two things that I didn't hate them as much as I thought I would, but they were not good.
I'll tell you what. I didn't hate 3 as much as I remembered.
Me too. I was going to say that. X3 wasn't as bad as I thought.
Didn't dislike Apocalypse as much as I expected.
Same here. But so that being said, yeah, they're good.
Oh, they're the third part in a trilogy.
We already know.
Even reference in Apocalypse.
They even make that joke.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. We all agree that the last one's the third one's the bad one.
That was so stupid.
Yeah, it was. It was kind of stupid. But I laughed.
That's hubris.
I laughed. Yeah. Well, they knew. They knew going.
Yeah,
they
knew they
were
creating a terrible piece of shit movie.
That's just how it works.
But like
the third,
they didn't do anything about it. Like it doesn't. It doesn't.
Just the third movie.
It doesn't help to call attention to your flaws when
they weren't being. They
when this was in the script.
They thought they were being cute, and they were really backfired.
This was in pre.
Oh no, I think they were self-aware of that. I think they were like, all right,
fair enough.
This movie might be a little bit.
That's pretty cynical, but it is Hollywood.
Yeah.
Like, in pre-production, you're like, yeah, this movie's gonna suck. We're gonna have one of our characters say it's gonna suck.
Yeah, no,
we're not gonna do anything about it. We're just gonna acknowledge.
I don't think that's what happened.
My guess is that was a scene they filmed later.
They just added it in at the end. They're like, this movie sucks. We better film this.
Let's make an inside joke about it so people don't get as mad.
No, I think they were so far into production at that point that they were like, all right, we got to film this scene where they're at the movie. What movie are they seeing? We got to put something on the marquee. Star Wars is on during that time, and we'll make them talk about how wouldn't it be funny? Wouldn't it be funny if we said the third one is like the bad one?
I'll give you credit because like that scene does seem like shoehorned in. Like, it almost looked like a reshoot.
Yeah,
yeah, that whole scene was like, huh? Kind of came out of nowhere.
They just needed somewhere for them to be while they were away from the mansion.
Exactly, yeah.
So somebody was like, oh, shit, we had him go off camera, out of scene, and now we're going to have him come back late. No one's going to know where they were.
Yeah.
We got to film something. How about we do it like a movie thing, and we'll make it a joke. It'll be a jokey joke.
I think one of the writers thought they were real clever, and they just didn't realize it was going to backfire. So
there's not much clever about this movie.
No.
You're not going to find me defending it in that regard.
No.
But there was a lot of, and I'm talking about Apocalypse, there was a lot of good character interaction.
That's the thing.
Some good character
development.
There
were parts of it that I really really liked.
Right.
Like Quicksilver's storyline. I liked him a lot. Mm-hmm. He was a good character. Mm-hmm. He was showed up in the last one, right?
And I liked Storm, how she was she was a bad guy and she was working for Apocalypse.
Yes.
But Mystique that being said, was her hero.
They did Apocalypse dirty. He was terrible. He was really bad.
It wasn't as bad as I thought he could be.
He just fell flat.
Wasn't great, and he didn't have
Oscar Isaac's just bleh.
He didn't have as much of a presence.
You feel like Apocalypse, right? He should be this like you need gravitas.
He's also like wahaha, like he was always over the top too. He's like X-Men, and then he would grow and like he was, and this guy kind of was, but he was just.
Did you like the scene where they had Big Apocalypse?
Yeah, I did like Big Apocalypse.
But it was in his mind. Yeah, that was in his mind.
But I like that end fight where they were all fighting him in their own way.
Yeah,
and he bested everybody.
You know what this movie really needed was a different Jean Grey. She was awful.
Yeah, she was not.
She was terrible.
I thought what they did with Scott Summers was good, though.
It was pretty good.
They gave Cyclops more development, where in previous movies I thought they kind of did him a disservice. Mm-hmm. So I enjoyed that. I mean, they have the whole... They finally brought the Havoc Cyclops together. Mm-hmm. They're how they're brothers, and then Havoc apparently dies. Who knows?
Even though you don't really see it at all.
Yeah, it's all... He's in the mansion when it explodes. Spoiler alert, the mansion explodes. But don't worry, they rebuild it with telepathy and magnetism.
But like, that part was awesome where Quicksilver came in and saved everybody. That was fun.
Yeah.
There were really fun parts of this movie.
I did like
But then
the
there were other parts
scenes.
That were just like, eh.
The Quicksilver stuff was good, but I almost felt like it was a little overly done because that was everybody's favorite part of...
Days of Future Past.
I guess
Days
so. Yeah,
they were like, oh, people love that scene. Let's have like... three of them and they'll be twice as long.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay. By the last Quicksilver scene,
instead
I was
of 70s
like,
music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, by the end of the scene where he's punching Apocalypse,
oh, that was cool.
I was ready for him to get caught. I was like, all right, somebody shut this kid down. This is getting nuts.
But he did.
It's not invincible.
Yeah, his fucking leg broken. It was pretty gruesome.
Yeah. It was a good thing at the end there where Psylocke was going to kill him, but...
Well, it was Mystique.
Surprise.
Mystique was going to kill him, but then Psylocke... What was Psylocke's deal?
Nothing. She was another just character that didn't even need to fucking be there.
Psylocke.
Yeah, she was terrible.
Yep.
And that was like one of those... just like, oh, who's a popular...
Yeah.
Who's cool? Who would the kids like?
What's this fan service I hear about?
Yeah.
Like,
oh, Psylocke. Yeah. What is she? She's got laser swords.
Laser sword hands.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think she's got some kind of telekinesis thing.
She's got... She's weird. She's like,
but she was nothing in the movie. She stood around.
Yeah, she said three words.
You know, and you know who she is, right?
It was the doctor from Predator.
Yep.
And it's Olivia
from
Munn.
Predator.
Olivia
shoots herself in the foot.
Yep. Yeah. That was God. That fucking movie.
Okay, which Olivia Munn performance did you like better?
My favorite Olivia Munn is in Newsroom. If you've never watched Newsroom, she's really good in Newsroom.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she actually. Yeah.
Fair enough.
I think I've seen the first couple episodes. I didn't stay with it.
Yeah. That's a good show.
It's a Sorkin show.
Between these two performances, which did you like better?
I mean, she did more in this, arguably, physically.
I don't even know if that's true.
I mean, she fell off a building.
I guess.
And then, like, that was
sure.
Okay.
Right.
But then she, that whole, like, catching herself.
Like you'd break
there
do
were
anything.
Points.
Because then she fell off and hit her head anyway.
Dude, there were points where her kinetic swords were really bad.
Yes.
The quality of the special effects was really bad.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, that's like some 80s, 90s. We drew that on there.
Exactly.
Shit. Yeah. Like when she was holding it to somebody's throat, I forget who.
Oscar Isaac.
That's terrible.
It was. It was not good.
But yeah, I mean, there were good things. There were bad things.
Nightcrawler was a good character.
I liked all the outfits.
Yes.
All their costumes. Yeah, yeah. Whoever was in charge of wardrobe did an outstanding job, except for Apocalypse's headgear. I don't know whether that's makeup or wardrobe or whoever, you fucked that up.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of stuff I liked. A lot of stuff that
just felt flat.
Yeah. It was like every time I was like, oh, that's kind of cool, and they're doing a thing, it's like they pulled out the wrong Jenga piece.
That's a good way to say it.
Well, it's leaning
watch out,
now.
Watch out. Ooh, I like that.
Why'd you do that? That was a weird decision.
All
okay.
Right, it's still standing, but.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say my big problem with it is that it was too long, too.
Oh my God, it was really long.
If it was a little shorter,
it was really long to get through.
Yeah, if it was a little shorter and the quality it was, I could have dealt with it a little bit.
Once I was like, and we're going to Alkali Lake now. Well, this is going to be another hour and a half. Oh no.
And guess who's there?
Oh no, Wolverine.
Oh my gosh, Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman got his paycheck.
He certainly did. He got paid on it, and all he does is run around and rah, rah, rah.
I mean, it was badass.
I was fine. That was Weapon X Wolverine.
Exactly.
But then they had to tie him in with the other characters, and I was like, oh gosh, it's all tied together.
Yeah, I know.
So they knew him before they knew him. Whoa.
Yeah, but isn't it a new continuity technically?
It's fine.
It is.
Is it though? That's what I was wondering. Yeah, no, you're right. It must be because Jean Grey did Phoenix, went all Phoenix, and then we were like, oh, we're very surprised in X-Men 3 when Jean is back as the Phoenix. We're all surprised.
Well, here's the thing. What the fuck happened?
Because X-3, what the fuck happened?
Dave's review. Hey, remember when I spoiled X-Men 3 for you and you almost beat the shit out of me?
Yeah, I wasn't pleased. I still don't like movie spoilers.
I know you don't.
Especially when I specifically ask to not be told something.
I forgot that when I turned on that thing about Star Wars. I was like, oh yeah, I forgot.
I like to watch things with fresh eyes, without somebody. That's why I don't like to listen to a lot of commentary and theory stuff before watching something.
I completely ruined Cyclops' death for Dave.
Yeah.
And he jumped over a couch faster than I've ever seen him jump over anything, and he proceeded to pummel me.
Pummel is give you a series of dead arms.
You were punching me in the arms, yes.
Yeah,
but you were like fuck you, man!
About the head and face.
No, but you were mad.
Pipe. I was dead arming you. Well, it wasn't an assault.
No, you were. But you were pretty mad.
Yeah, I was irritated by that, of course. It's ever have somebody spoil a movie for you?
But it was just funny because your reaction was jumping over a couch.
It wasn't even
what?
It had just come out. We were talking about it and how I was looking forward to seeing it.
Yeah, I was.
And to be fair, you didn't do it on purpose.
No.
But you couldn't help yourself. I was making a stupid joke.
Yeah. I was making a stupid joke.
It's fine. It's
all right. You guys got me with Data Dies later. So
we did get your Data Dies.
Yep. Spoiler alert, Data Dies. But no, seriously, hold on. No, we have to talk about this.
Okay.
Because you cannot watch X3 at all. And it does not
and enjoy
screw
it,
up.
I agree. I do.
Spend your time way better. and not miss anything. Nothing in X3 has any lasting consequences.
Because it
goes X1, X2, X3, right? That's the original
trilogy.
That's
the continuity.
Right. Yeah. And then it goes First Class, which goes back in time but has nothing to do with the original X-Men. It's just a straight prequel.
Yes.
They don't start looping in the original trilogy X-Men until
Days of Future Past.
And in Days of Future Past, the first thing you see is them in the dystopian future, and they're running from the Sentinels, and they're about to make their second to last stand.
Mm-hmm.
And Magneto's there with his powers, lost his powers in X3. Professor X is there. Alive!
With his body.
With his
body. Which was dissolved.
With his same body.
Integrated. And something else happened, and I was like, wait, that doesn't make any fucking sense either. And it was, Mystique. Is it Mystique there? And she's, maybe she's not. I think she died at that point. But there's, I have my notes somewhere, but fuck them.
But also, they basically changed the whole continuity when they said, Mystique shot Trask in the 70s. They said that in the Days of Future Past future.
Right.
Because Trask is alive in X3.
Exactly. That didn't even happen in it, in the original X universe.
Right.
Because Trask was alive and played by a black guy.
Was it a guy from Predator?
Mac? Remember?
I have no idea.
Yeah, behind them trees.
I don't remember. It might have been Christine. He's on screen for half a second.
Yeah,
it's
Christine
very
goes,
quick.
That's Trask? Yep. And I looked away. I was like, oh, what?
No longer a midget, no longer white.
Yep.
Yep, well, hey.
It's alternate universe.
Progressive.
Time travel's a bitch.
You gotta change with the times.
Or he used Mystique's DNA to turn himself into a
black
guy.
Possibly.
Now I connected it.
You did it.
Continuity.
That's it. Now I appreciate these movies. Thanks, Brandon.
Art.
Yep.
That.
Certainly.
That is art.
Certainly art. It's certainly something.
But that doesn't,
you're right. You're right, though.
That doesn't solve why, in the beginning, before they change history, these people are alive and with powers.
Yeah, that's also true, because you're in the same timeline until they change history.
The whole point was we're going to go back and change history with this whole Mystique shooting whatever guy.
And commit a war crime like Captain Janeway, just so it's out there. War criminal.
fucking
we
war
all know
criminal.
That.
Oh,
okay,
because
we all agree.
They
because
went back in time and they murdered. So look, let's discuss the philosophical
Jay's
implications.
Jay's got
of
this theory about timelines that.
Okay, so when they go back in Days of Future Past and they set themselves on a new timeline.
Sure, sure.
What style of time travel are we doing? Because they could have just murdered 6 billion other people.
They explained.
Well,
it.
They're not. Did they? Oh, they did. Did.
They said the only person who's really going to experience it is the person who goes back.
Right.
Logan.
You will be the only person, and everything will stay the same until the moment
you
come back, and then everything will change.
Because that makes sense. But.
Yeah, because that's how time travel. Well, it's like the Marty McFly.
Exactly.
People
yeah.
are going to disappear in the photo thing. So the photo is a physical thing. I have it on my person. How it got here is unimportant.
Exactly.
It exists currently in my hand. It's dumb. But the important thing is time travel isn't real, so none of us knows how time travel works. So it's kind of silly to get hung up on the bullshit of time travel.
No.
But
I agree.
They could have I guess they could have explained it a little better, but it doesn't even matter because from the beginning the continuity's fucked.
Yes.
Magneto does his little at the
I mean,
end
he
of
gets
X3,
his powers
he
back
moves
a little
the
bit.
Chess piece.
And also yeah. At the end of credits, at least I didn't stick around in this, but I distinctly remember
Charles.
Or he says Moira.
Moira.
Oh, yeah. Moira.
Because Moira is a doctor.
But he doesn't
also. Not a CIA person.
It's the body. It's implied in the end that it's the body in X3.
Yes.
In the beginning of X3 where they're talking about the vegetable with no brain function.
And it's
implied at the end. Yes. Yeah. That's the body that Moira is putting Charles' consciousness
finds
his way into.
But he still looks like Patrick Stewart.
Yes, apparently now.
Yeah.
And Magneto got all his powers back.
Yep. Yeah. So no big deal. Nothing happened. It's not that it couldn't have been done. You know, like it couldn't have happened in the theoretical universe. It's just that what was the point of the X3 movie if everything that happened was pointless? Jean Grey was dead in the beginning of the X3 movie. She's dead at the end. Magneto loses his powers and Charles dies and they're both fine in the next movie you see. It's like, why did you bother making that movie?
I agree. They hoped people would forget Dave.
They removed all the stakes of that movie. It just feels very limp right now.
They don't expect people to watch them side by side like we did.
X1, 2, 3,
that's it.
First True. Class, Days of Future Past, and Apocalypse. Same continuity, right?
Yep.
It wasn't like First Class wasn't a reboot of...
No.
The franchise. Yeah, no. So
it was
they
a
exist
prequel.
In the same
mm-hmm.
they exist in the same
right,
timeline.
Right.
Until yeah. the second one. And then I don't know.
And then the timelines get all wonky. And then in the third one, who the fuck cares?
Guys,
and then
don't fuck around with time travel.
We should tell everybody that we're gonna do the Phoenix movie, the new Phoenix movie.
Oh yeah, cannot wait for that one.
X4.
I don't mean to hate on Sophie Turner, but she was terrible as Jean Grey.
She was not good. But that,
she
like,
was just
she
wooden.
Was very wooden. Yeah.
She was.
Well, here's the problem. That's how she acts.
That is. Yeah. And in
because
Game of Thrones,
Sansa Stark is also a very wooden character.
But in Game of Thrones, she is like Sansa Stark is kind of a wooden character.
I didn't read the books. I don't know.
Yeah. Like
if you're gonna write a character and their defining attribute is that they're made of wood,
yeah, not
you
good.
You might want to change
not
that
good.
Character.
Not good.
That's all I'm saying.
I just don't think she's that.
What's she like? Wooden.
I don't know. I've not seen her in a role where I'm like, wow, she was really good at that.
No,
I
have yet to do that.
She's just kind of there.
And
it works, though, when you're supposed to be like, I'm the queen of the north and like I'm like this the sovereign protector and all that.
She's
like,
the fucking Phoenix. Like,
so
yeah, I guess you could play it off.
Like that, you can have that like royal, like that haughtiness almost that she has. But in Phoenix, it's
sure.
not as much.
I thought Cersei was haughty and also had character.
Yeah, precisely.
Yeah,
yeah there you go.
That's true.
There's a lot of haughty characters. What about the Queen of Roses, that lady with the head
Tyrell?
Thing. Tyrell, yeah. She was haughty, but she had character.
Yeah.
Sansa Stark was just like,
I think we could, I think Dave and I could safely agree.
She's like Beaker.
Sophie Turner's just not a good actress. Like,
no, I don't think she's great.
I don't think she's great. Again, show me a role where it's like, wow, she was really good.
People just talk at her.
It's true.
People act around her.
Yeah.
She just stands there like
she
a
did,
tree.
She did nothing in this.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, she...
And now we get to watch a whole movie based on her. Can't wait. Can't fucking wait, guys.
But she had that nightmare where she woke up and she was all like tumultuous. That was
sure.
acting,
that
Brandon.
That was
acting.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
It was tumult.
Is that a Shakespeare
character? I also... So while we're on the... while we're on, you know, Sophie Turner and Jean and all that, like...
I mean, Fabian Jensen wasn't
was
the greatest, but I think she was good.
My understanding, though, with Phoenix, that, like, Phoenix inhabits Jean, right? Like, Phoenix...
Sure,
in
the original
story.
Yeah, right. I don't mind taking some liberties, but...
But, like, Phoenix... Jean wasn't born Phoenix, is my understanding of the X-Men lore.
I thought it found her in the space.
That's what I thought.
What I always thought the story was.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's
like she was a very powerful mutant. She was always
and the Phoenix like glommed onto her.
Yes,
when she was in space.
But to me, it now seems like in the
that she was always born. She was uncontrollable power.
She was born Phoenix,
mm-hmm.
right?
Which
she has this power burning within her, Jay.
Yeah.
She's born with it. She was born with the maybe it's
Maybelline.
Maybe it's the Phoenix. Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's the Phoenix.
Yeah, I just thought that was weird because that's kind of. I mean, I guess it's whatever. It's you can go against canon whenever you want.
Yeah, but it also kind of
It just makes her. It makes her more of a chosen one character.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And that's just so bad.
We've seen it a million times.
Yeah. I don't know. I like the fact that the Phoenix was a supernatural force that imbued her with godliness.
Yes.
Instead of her just being, she was just a god who was born one day.
She just had to have Professor X.
Yeah, exactly.
Unleash it.
No, it's fine.
She's a god who can dissolve people.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
I mean, I like the power. It makes sense, manipulating molecules and atoms and stuff, and you can decompose people, deconstruct people. You know,
turn into pixels.
I mean, that was kind of Apocalypse's thing too.
It kind of was.
He just turned people to sand, which was Apocalypse is an interesting character because he's just that he's just whatever that you want him to be.
He's just the big baddie. Like he's usually like we need a big powerful baddie.
He's just been so over like the course of like 5,000 years or whatever it is. They're just like, oh yeah, he got that power too.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just has everything.
He just has everything.
Whenever they need him to have a power, they're just like, oh, well you didn't know, but in 2000 BC, I met a hermit who could change into a bird, so now I have bird-changing power.
They kind of allude to the fact that like he kind of learns them, I guess. Like,
he
absorbs. Like, he's able to kind of absorb them or like mimic them, because did that with Quicksilver. And
I think his original power had to do with like changing the atoms, manipulating the atoms in his body or something. Yeah. And then, so like he was like the maximum shapeshifter.
Was he a space guy in the original? Or was
he was an ancient.
He is an old guy. He's god-ish thing.
The Egypt thing is spot on.
I like that.
Origin story for him, they do a fairly good job of. He's this ancient god. He shows up throughout history with four horsemen, and he tries to
take over
the world. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
So it's I mean he's a great villain.
I just think they did him wrong.
They didn't do a great job with him. But you know he was powerful. I mean it took everybody to beat him. It was a little bit. He wasn't flat.
He wasn't a good.
He was another
villain.
Tree. Too many trees in this movie.
There's a lot of villains that you're like, oh, you know that expression, you love to hate.
Yeah, like Magneto.
Exactly. Yes. Like he's a great, compelling villain.
Well, because Magneto has a relatable story.
That's true.
No one relates to the villain who's like, I will conquer the world.
Exactly.
I mean, evil man.
Again, to go back to what I said last week, you go back to the Thanos comparison. Like, Thanos was I'm going to conquer everything. I'm going to kill 50% of the population, blah, blah, blah.
But he had a reason for
it. He had a reason, but like he was also set up. Like, it was just like when you have a big bad like that, I just feel like still in
came out of nowhere.
It's like, oh, and now here's
movie was so long.
Here's Apocalypse.
Yeah, to spend a half hour building him.
And let's explain Apocalypse and why you should be afraid of Apocalypse, because you should be. He's really scary. He's this old fucking god. But make sure you know that. And this is all the shit he can do. And he's scary. Did we tell you he was scary?
And he just kind of wants to end the world.
But we're not really sure.
Rebuild
like,
it for strong mutants,
but not weak mutants and no people.
Yes, that's really his ethos.
Rebuild
his ethos.
It under him.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
You know what I did like? I did like when he destroyed all the nukes. I thought he was going to nuke the world.
That was pretty cool. That was
he was
cool
like,
move.
No, I don't even need these nukes.
Yeah. That was a good epic speech where he's like, you can fire them from the Tower of Babylon, but you'll never reach God. That was okay. But that was the only time where I was like, all right,
but
bad
again, it's
guy.
Like, if they had, and I, it's like Marvel, I guess the MCU has changed
it
storytelling.
It has changed the landscape.
Like, in general, for cinematic storytelling.
Yeah.
But like, it's hard to look at superhero movies without looking at them through the lens of the MCU. And to say, like, this is a big bad, but nobody fucking cares. Why is this not something that was built up over the course of the trilogy? Why is it shoehorn?
Yeah.
Like, it's a villain of the week. He's a villain of the week.
He absolutely is.
They could have had some references sprinkled in.
Yes.
So you could have found like an ancient Egyptian tablet at some point that talks about this guy.
Yeah.
It could have been something to...
Also, I want
to
know about these Egyptian
post-credit stingers.
Cool.
Like,
yeah.
Anything.
What was with those ancient Egyptian mutants? That was interesting.
Yeah, I
also my subtitles. Cool. I don't think my subtitles worked again. Did you guys?
No,
have
there were no subtitles.
No, okay, I don't think there were.
I was that like, was I'm fucking thing. Done with this. I was like, every time
you
I
can
watch
do
a movie.
When you do foreign language in a movie, like one
either
scene,
you do it or you either you put subtitles in or you don't at all.
But also,
don't
like, if you're gonna do it for like one scene and no subtitles, yeah. I'm fine. But if you're gonna have three or four scenes
in
and
different
extended
in
scenes
different
in
languages.
Your movies,
yes,
where you're everybody's talking in a different language, like. You should probably like, put subtitles.
There was
in at
a lot of
point.
Stuff in like the German fight cage fight place where I was like, oh, I bet this guy's like this announcer's lines are pretty funny.
Yeah,
but they weren't subtitled.
Wait a minute, no, I those were subtitled for me. I had subtitles.
I definitely did have subtitles there.
Yeah, I had no subtitles.
I had subtitles. Mine might have been subtitled. Hey, babe, was ours subtitled?
Apocalypse.
Could we understand the Egyptian and the? I really think we can't because I remember the Angel Nightcrawler fight and that him being like the incredible Nightcrawler. Talk
oh,
about
yeah,
him
no.
being from Munich because
nope.
I got that. I
nope.
thought that was a funny reference because they were like from the
I had no
mean streets of
yeah.
Munich or something. Oh man, you guys missed out. It was great. Those are the best parts of the movie. No wonder you guys didn't like this. The best parts were in German.
Well, like I said, with the ancient Egypt thing, like I wanted to know more about that, but that was not so.
Wait a minute, you didn't understand Magneto's speech in Poland and
nope.
everything?
No,
no,
in
again,
Iron
yeah,
oh
exactly.
My God,
yeah. With the guys in the woods, nothing.
That's where
absolutely.
I was like, why?
Oh my God.
I was like, why are you making this choice? Why is this choice being made as
all
a
right,
director?
We just got a bad copy
or,
of the film.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, wow, guys. No, the subtitles, no joke. I mean, the subtitles would have improved the movie for you.
Yeah, probably.
That scene in the woods with Magneto and
yeah,
the
yeah, that was,
the
I was like, that's when I was like, oh, I definitely got a bad copy of this.
That was that really, was, yeah. I thought that was well done up until the point where the guy accidentally
shoots
shot them both
arrow.
With an arrow.
I know, that was like, that's, first of all. It was a really good shot with an arrow.
First, it was the worst shot ever. I was like, that arrow didn't even look like it was moving.
It was just like, bloonk, bloonk.
It was a plop, bloop.
It was so bad. That bloop. Was them, yeah.
And then, like, you make them die on accident. No, no, no. They have to kill his family.
Like, purposefully.
Yeah, they can't accidentally die. That mm-hmm. just feels so lame. And that's why Magneto, but then he kills them with the locket.
That
was
cool. That was cool.
Yeah, that was like, and I was, as they were in the house and he was telling, we have to go. I was like, oh, this house should really be made of metal. It's
right?
so much better because.
It'd be such an easier thing.
Because of everything that's around them right now.
Yeah.
Plus, if you had a metal house, you just whoop.
Yep.
You up and
just
take
go.
Everything.
Fucking up
and
you, you think he would have learned from the stadium, right?
Yeah. Like. Right? Exactly. But no, there were some good scenes. That when they're fighting, when Angel's fighting Nightcrawler, they're talking to each other, and Angel's like, we have to fight her.
Oh, no,
that
was
both.
In English.
Yeah. That was in English.
Oh, yeah. That was in English. Okay.
But again, the announcer wasn't in English.
A lot of Kurt wasn't in English, at least at first, before he meets the X-Men
yeah.
friends.
Yes.
Well, yeah. Then they speak to him in
English,
right? Once he yeah. goes back to the X-Men compound.
Yeah. I mean,
oh,
that
yeah.
Took away.
I just know a bit of German. That's why when she was like, "Come and see," like come with me, like yeah, come with me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the Egyptian was there was also
really.
I'm pretty sure translations.
Fuck.
Of in the beginning, yeah.
Because I kind
of
wanted to know what they were saying.
Oh, it was this whole big thing about how it was a rebellion and you will not gain immortality and protect him and
yeah.
you know for the resistance and a lot of that. It wasn't major. The major thing you missed was Magneto speaking to people in Polish.
Yeah, that was yeah.
Was the scene where he goes back to the foundry to kill everybody in English or Polish?
Well, he speaks in English at the in it.
Oh, okay.
But the other guys are like, oh, Heinrich,
Polish,
la, 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 la. Yeah,
I thought
like,
that was
that
a good
I don't
scene.
Think you yeah. need the subtitles on a scene like that.
Yeah, that was
so
clear.
Much.
We clearly knew
but
what
like
was
the scene in the woods and at the house
would have
where
you're
having dialogue. Yeah. Like
that was a good scene up until they ruined it with the
what were they doing? Basically,
shot.
Like confronting him, saying you're Magneto.
They were like,
were they the Stasi?
Are you Magneto?
Were they like the
yes
the East German or whatever
yep.
Polish police or the secret
they,
police?
Yeah, they absolutely were.
Okay,
he was and they were, he was like they're scared. She's scared of you. She can't control it, and they're like stop her. And
oh, okay, so they he brings up the fact that she's a mutant too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they say she's one of them.
Oh, yeah. I would have liked to know that.
Yeah.
That's, anyways, that's what happened.
Absolutely. And then he's fucking like, movies. I can't. She can't control it. She's scared of you. Let us go. And all this. It was really
fair enough.
It was a great scene up until it was an accidental murdering of
with
his family
with an arrow.
But then the scene in the foundry I thought was good, where he's making his big dramatic speech about how he's going to kill all these people.
And then Apocalypse,
and he's like, "Don't stop me from killing these people." And Apocalypse is like,
"He's just
what?
Like, snap!
I'll kill these people. Can we get on to more important things?" But yeah, it was. There were good scenes. There were bad scenes. There were
Apocalypse was not that good though. I just thought as a bag, like, what are you doing? Learning.
Oh, that was lame as fuck.
Like he channeled.
He touches the TV.
He seemed like. Like Apocalypse Now, what was I saying before?
You said Brando, right?
Brando, like you, like the horrors, like my child, I'll give you the power. Like he just, and then he was later. He was like, argh! Like he was all over the place. I didn't like him.
Well,
and he's Poe Dameron.
Yeah, well, you know,
he's good in Poe. He was like good Poe Dameron. Yeah. Yeah, just not a great.
He's one of the better characters, I think, from that. Criminally underused and then misused.
And misused, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, I like him in Star Wars, but he does not have the presence, the gravitas to bring Apocalypse. Like, Apocalypse should fill the room.
Mm-hmm.
He's
a quippy, like, as Poe, he's a quippy, kind of fast-paced dialogue guy.
Exactly.
With Apocalypse, you're not looking for quips, you're not looking for fast-paced dialogue.
You need
slow, methodical.
You almost need a Brando.
Exactly.
Like somebody who's
almost scenery chewing. Like, not quite scenery chewing, but
Apocalypse chews scenery, that's the thing.
Like Skeletor in the universe.
Oh, God, what a great movie. Yeah. Frank Langella as Skeletor was fucking great.
Just
in that movie.
The presence, the grandness.
You need somebody who even looks like he didn't even look like he was having fun. Like, you know when you see other villains playing a role and you're like, oh, they had a good time playing that person. We've talked about plenty of villains like that.
He was very stoic.
He didn't even look like Apocalypse. He was having fun.
You needed an Emperor Palpatine.
You need,
that would have been good.
Unlimited power. Unlimited power.
I would have taken that. Even a original trilogy Palpatine who's just, you know.
Yeah.
The presence
exactly,
is there.
And
when,
he loves
you're
being
listening.
Evil. Yeah. He's just like happy to be.
I love how we're not talking about X3 at all because
it sucked.
What
dude?
Movie?
Never mind. I'm the Juggernaut, bitch.
I'm the Juggernaut, bitch.
Which go to Alcatraz, back where it all began, 2 hours ago. there's some giant significance.
I love Vinnie Jones, but Vinnie Jones was terribly casted as Juggernaut.
Oh yeah, he shouldn't have been the Juggernaut.
But then you had like Beast as Kelsey Grammer was fucking great as Beast.
Yeah, well done. Well done. Yeah.
Yeah, out of nowhere, Beast is in this movie, and they all have a good relationship. Like,
Like, they're all like, "Oh, Beast, we haven't seen you since before the
first
movie."
But you're like
movie.
Our best friend.
Yeah, he's got. Yeah, but he has some funny lines. Where he's like, "I can't believe this uniform used to fit me."
Oh, my stars and garters!
My stars and garters!
He's a fucking classic.
Yep,
Kelsey Grammer was perfect. Like, pitch perfect casting.
Well,
absolutely.
Well played.
But then you get fucking Vinnie Jones. I'm the Juggernaut, bitch. He's terrible in it.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
You have the Iceman Pyro back and forth, which is fine. It's kind of been building for 3 movies, so you needed to have it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Iceman finally turns to ice.
Yes.
So I thought that was good, where he overcomes and he's now Iceman.
Yep.
And how he gets a uniform. They're in uniform in the beginning of the original movie. They're like, when do we get our uniforms?
Yeah.
And they're like, a couple of years, and now here we are, and they're suited up and everything.
I like that Colossus was in all 3 movies too.
Was he in the first one?
I think, or maybe he was only in the second one.
He was in the second one. He escorted the kids.
Yeah.
And then he was back in the third one.
Carrying the TV.
Yep.
He's a good one. Mm-hmm. I know. Yeah. But he's a good character.
Muscular guy in a team.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah.
As far as old X-Men go, like, I liked him as a character, and I liked the small amount of screen time he got in the originals.
But, yeah, he's a fine character.
Yeah, he's a funny guy.
Yeah. I thought they didn't use him much in either situation.
I'm just glad he made an appearance. They didn't make him at all in
they used him in Days of Future Past too.
Yeah. Where was he in that one?
I'm pretty sure he's at the he's one of the people who's alive in the end and defending against the.
Is he though? I thought he got killed in the beginning.
In the beginning, yeah.
Oh, he did get killed.
That's
and then
what
he
I
was
mean.
Alive. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He's one of those people who in their second to last stand.
Yes.
He perishes.
Yes.
The Sentinels get him.
Yeah.
Oh, in the future part.
Yes.
Got it.
Yes. Well, that was interesting.
Okay, we're good.
Yeah, no, we're probably fine, but that was an interesting flicker of a light. Could be anything.
Could be Apocalypse.
Could be Apocalypse. Could be thermonuclear war.
I wouldn't be that scared of Apocalypse. Oscar Isaac's Apocalypse.
Yeah, right. I wouldn't be afraid.
Yeah, you would.
Actually, yeah. he'd melt me.
He's still got sand melting.
Melt Disney World! To the Melterium!
Like, that would have been a great line. I would have laughed.
It's about Disney World.
Oh, look! It's about Disney World!
Yeah. That's what this movie
that's
needed.
What it needed. That's
more
100%
comedic lines for Apocalypse.
Yeah, right.
Would have really done wonders for
it
us.
It would have enjoyed. It would have increased my enjoyment of
does,
the movie.
So in the comics,
Jubilee's in it for a minute.
She's like the fourth
in the mall
in there.
Scene. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there
she's
we went to the movie scene.
Jubilee.
Yo,
she's got the Jubilee jacket, the glasses, and everything. Yeah,
yep.
She's Jubilee. But I have a question.
The worst X-Men.
Does Quicksilver ever tell Magneto that he's his son in the comics or show?
I think Magneto's aware of that fact,
right?
In the comics.
Yeah. Okay. I thought so.
He's also supposed to have a sister, Scarlet Witch.
Yes.
Who
Wanda.
We don't have the rights to.
Nope.
Yeah, we can't
yes.
use her.
Nope.
But she's a completely different character in Marvel, so
yes.
she's over there.
And her Quicksilver brother's dead.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. The Quicksilver's an interesting crossover character.
Yeah.
Where he's. I think he's kind of better in this. He's got more fleshed out. His powers are better used. He's more. He's got more of a role in the movie.
No, he was just meant to die into. Like he was.
Yeah,
not
he
the...
was just fodder.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. But. 100%. Hey, so who's the woman who plays Mystique? New Mystique?
New Mystique, Jennifer Lawrence.
So Jennifer Lawrence clearly showed up to this movie and was like, so I'm not wearing makeup
yep.
like ever.
That's exactly what happened.
She gives a speech
that's
where
exactly
she's like,
what happened.
I've learned that I really do want to hide my true
I know.
Form slash not show up 6 hours early for production.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened, yeah. No. And plus she was gaining more star power at this point.
At this point she had Hunger Games,
yes,
Hunger
she
Games
was,
behind
and
her.
And that's what one of the reviews said, like, oh, she was more Katniss than Mystique in this. And I was like, yeah, she kind of was.
Yeah.
Well, she's leading the resistance.
Exactly. Yeah.
So it actually kind of played well to her character, but I don't know. She didn't really...
Did
her part in this movie
one?
Wasn't...
She had a big part in the last one, for sure. But,
oh, yeah, huge. Yeah. She was a central character.
Mm-hmm.
But in this one, they were just kind of like, yeah, she's there, and at the end, she's going to show up and help save the day.
Exactly.
She's going to talk to Eric, and
mm-hmm.
that's going to be a thing, and then
yeah.
we're going to get like a psych-out move where she pretends to be Psylocke later.
Yeah, she pretended to be Psylocke.
Yeah. So, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
I agree.
It was too long for as good as it was.
Definitely too long. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, the action set pieces were good. Like, the whole, like, magnetic fields was fucking awesome. I like that. That was, even though the destruction that it would have caused was insane.
Yes.
Sure.
The world just doesn't, like, go back to normal after that. He ripped up cities. All the cities.
That's fine.
Okay. Fair enough.
He could put them back.
I don't think he put him back.
Hey, he put him back. The X Mansion.
He and Jean.
Yeah, to get wood because he can't move wood.
That's why he had Jean.
Exactly. I'm just imagining the shoddy workmanship. Like maybe Magneto because he's worked in a foundry and he's like handy. But what construction knowledge does Jean have?
So can you
does
just
she know,
put
like what
broken
kind of
wood back
support?
Together?
Well, no, it was like, all new lumber. They made
it
was like on pallets out front.
Yes,
but I'm just wondering, like, hey, Jean, like, how much weight can be supported under a stone roof?
How do you know how to
roof?
Put back a historical chateau like
that? Right?
Like,
are you forging glass right now?
Yeah,
what's
right.
Happening? How are these? Is that are you epoxying that? Are you working the epoxy gun? Is
yeah,
it
who's
going to
lacquer all that?
Is there grout involved? Are you pouring cement with your mind powers? What's happening?
Who's
right
painting
now?
The walls?
Yes. Wallpapering with your mind? Okay. I mean, again, okay, Magneto does the nails.
That's exactly.
Great.
He's the nail guy.
He's the nail and beam guy.
What about the rest of it? You putting in plumbing?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, shit, we forgot the plumbing.
Take it apart.
They could put everything in its place, but they don't know anything about electrical. All the
exactly.
ampage is off.
It's like one of those scenes that
there's no breakers.
It didn't need to happen.
It's a fire hazard waiting to happen.
Like, would you have come out of that movie?
You can't house kids in there.
I agree, though, Jay. I agree.
Would you have come out of that movie like upset if you didn't if the X Mansion wasn't rebuilt?
It was
like,
a nice thing to do, so they didn't have to worry about it in the next movie.
Exactly.
You don't have to worry about that in the next movie.
Sure you do. What kind of set are we on? Where are we?
You're back in the X Mansion, and it got rebuilt. And you have a quip.
They had to show.
But then we'd be like, oh, they didn't. Yeah, they just rebuilt it in like the interim between the movies. That's bullshit.
What? Yeah, that's what
we'd be complaining about that.
I would have no. I wouldn't have complained
about it.
You would be complaining about that.
Definitely be complaining.
I would be like, it totally makes sense that in the 3 or 4 years between these movies, the X Mansion was rebuilt.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of time passing by, how about the movie? How about the fact that this is supposed to be 10 years after?
I know.
Days of Future Past, and no one is a day older.
They only explain that with Mystique. They said that in the first class.
What'd they say?
She
they were like, how your cells like grow slower. Basically, and he even said, like, you'll be in your 40s and still look like a teen. He said,
Wolverine too.
Yes, and Wolverine, correct.
Same thing's supposed
but
to happen.
Everybody else doesn't, it doesn't fly.
Quicksilver?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
He went from, what, 17 to 27? I guess that makes sense.
He even makes a comment about still living in his mom's basement.
That was funny.
It was funny, but I was like, why would, that doesn't even make any sense.
We've
seen in the past that you can like rob banks and shit. Right? There's just no reason for that. It's it's not like he's trying to find a job and he's unemployable. Yeah. He can go rob a convenience store.
He can do anything.
Yeah, it's I thought the whole thing I'm still living with my mom was kind of, I was like, why?
Well, he was just making a quip. It was a joke.
No, I get it, but why was he still living in with his mom?
I agree.
The joke wouldn't have been there if he wasn't still living with his. It's like almost like they had the set lying around.
Daddy issues, dude. Daddy
and they were
issues.
Like, hey, where do they find Quicksilver?
He's got daddy issues.
Choose the old set, whatever.
Yeah, that's we'll exactly.
Say he's
it.
Living with his mom. Yep. And that's the other thing, because now, and I talked about this last time, in Days of Future Past, they don't comment that Magneto is his dad. All he says is, my mom used to know a guy who could move metal,
yeah,
or whatever. And at that point, it was almost like a nod to comic book fans, mm-hmm. like ha ha ha. And then in this one, they're like, "Oh no, that's actually his dad."
Yeah.
So when they showed up at his house and talked to his mom, and his mom goes, "What did he do this time?" She didn't recognize. Like,
yeah, she
hey,
recognized Magneto.
I've
yeah.
boned you.
Yeah, you're right.
Actually. Oh, you're right.
We've boned. You are the boning that has resulted
he
in
wasn't
my
there,
son
because they were picking him up to break him out. He wasn't there. It was Hank, Logan, and Xavier.
You're right.
Because they were
you're
getting right. him to break his dad out of jail. But he
you're
didn't.
Right.
And he said, I didn't know it at the time. That was my dad.
You're yeah. absolutely right. Yep, yep. I thought he was there with them when
no,
because
there's that
house.
Whole scene where they... Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, you're right. You're yeah. right. There's three of them, but he's not there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're confusing the scene in the first movie where they're trying to get mutants.
I don't know.
Yes.
Am I confusing it
yeah,
with X3
oh,
where
Charles
they go to Jean
and,
Grey's
yes.
house?
Yeah.
There's a lot of those scenes where they're like, oh, we're going to go visit a mutant, but this one's Jean Grey, and we're going to spend a lot of time in her living room.
And then we're going to go back
the third
there.
Movie takes place.
Also, she's like, they talk about her being able to control her powers,
yeah.
and she lifts up all the cars in the area, and the... It was like she seems like she controls them pretty well.
Yeah.
No one's dying out there. A car hasn't flown into a house. She's got a lot of control. I don't know if she needs you, Charles.
But she would kill everybody if she let it fully unleashed. That's
why? She seemed to have a perfect amount of control on it.
Even when she came back to life. Yeah. She wasn't like totally deranged.
Yeah.
Except she killed Professor X.
Well, that's because she was like imprisoned and shit.
Yeah.
She was all pissy.
Yeah.
This is really I hate to be the one to say it, but it's a metaphor for PMS. That's what that whole third movie is. And that's why it didn't do well.
Totally.
It's all about the
when
Phoenix
When you die
Force.
In a lake and you come back and it's your time of the month. It's really your time of the month.
First of all, I'm calling that Phoenix Force from now on.
Oh, honey, is it your Phoenix Force?
Oh, is it Phoenix Force? It's Phoenix Force? Okay, I got it.
Jesus Christ.
It's time for Phoenix Force.
Christine's going to love that.
It's going to be her favorite new thing.
Oh, my God.
I won't hear about it later, I imagine.
Oh,
she'll forget about it until I'm editing this podcast, and she'll go,
"What the
oh,
fuck?
Yeah. I meant to say.
If you call it Phoenix Force, I'm leaving.
It was like a whole alternate personality thing.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah, she kept like switching back and forth. And,
right. Which is also, okay, so the Phoenix is a different personality. It's not just a force
in
you can't
X3,
control.
It seemed.
But
yes.
It's not from space.
It's not from space.
It's been in her the whole time. She actually is a schizophrenic.
And Charles blocked those memories off because he's kind of a dick, apparently.
It was,
Dude, X3 was just, like, it was stupid and boring. And it was like two big action scenes with a lot of monologuing.
Yes.
It was so much monologuing and dialogue, and it's an action movie, and I'm usually someone who enjoys a decent amount of dialogue in their movies, and I enjoy a good plot. But like,
also, too, what really bothered me is like,
sucked.
When all was said and done, the only people left to run the school were Storm and Logan. I feel like they need more teachers.
They definitely do. Did Beast go back to his government job?
Beast was the ambassador, or
UN
ambassador.
Yeah, he was the ambassador at the end of the movie.
He promotes some students.
I guess. I mean, Colossus seemed
Jubilee.
Yeah, right?
You're pretty useless.
Looking good. Get that plastic-covered butt up here and teach some schoolage. I mean, she's all covered in plastic. It's like the one determining character. You're like, oh, it's Jubilee. She's got big plastic earrings and a plastic raincoat.
She's always got a yellow raincoat on.
Yeah, yep. The yellow raincoat.
Yep. And big earrings, yeah. And she was obnoxious in the old TV show.
She was. I hated her in the old TV show.
She was the POV character.
You're right. No, I know, I know, I know.
Supposed to be. She doesn't fit in.
I know.
Even in the world of mutants, she's a little bit off. She can't control her powers, Brandon. You remember puberty? God, I can't believe I have to remind you.
Yeah, her powers of sparkly fingers.
Well, that's why your powers usually manifest during puberty, because it's like, puberty.
Yeah.
Everyone can kind of relate to
it's
that.
It's kind of funny, yeah.
I don't understand my powers. Why is this happening to me?
I have blue hair growing
out of me. What powers did you manifest in puberty, Dave? I feel like we kind of all grew up together.
I don't like to talk about it.
I didn't see you have any superpowers.
That's why I went to that special school.
Have you ever tried not being a mutant, Dave?
Believe it or not, that works. Yeah.
You're right.
It's totally voluntary.
You pray the mutant away?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That 100% works. It doesn't work for anything else. That'd be weird. But for the mutant thing, strangely enough, it's because there's a god in the world of X-Men. He's a mutant.
Apparently.
I don't think so.
No,
I don't think so either.
Santa Claus is, though.
What? Really?
Santa Claus in the world of Marvel is real, and he's a mutant.
Shut the fuck up.
Yep. And he can shrink people, I think is his. Weird. And he has time-space powers, which
clearly,
is how he gets everywhere.
Clearly.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I think he turns them into toys is what he does.
That's a...
So he's like the collector?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, yeah. So totally lame.
That's funny.
Jesus was also a mutant.
So was JFK.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I made up the Jesus thing.
Well, we didn't make up the
JFK
thing.
I know you've come to some faith recently, so.
Well, that's how he walks on water.
Yeah. And he saved us all, right?
That was his one power, walking on water. Unfortunately, the coming back after death thing was just a myth.
That was just
that was not a power.
That
they
made
thought
it.
He
that
might
they
have
made
it. They were like, hey, maybe he can come back. No, turns out no. Just the one power.
Let's write it down that he did. It'll sound more believable.
Yeah. It'll make a better
story.
So,
like, the New Testament was just all, it's all fan fiction, like that end of the New Testament where he comes back. That's just fan fiction.
Written by the apostles.
It's the first fan fiction ever created. Yep.
Apostle fiction.
If you're being real, that definitely is the
first
fan fiction.
The Bible is the first fan fiction ever written.
It's apostle fiction. This guy named Jesus, and they were like, but what if he could fly?
What if, like,
you guys remember Jesus, but wouldn't it be cool if he walked on water one
time?
What
if he came back after he died?
I wrote one where he brings lots of bread and fish.
Shut up.
Shut up, Luke. Fucking Luke's got the lamest stories. You're never getting published. And then some publisher later on was like, we're going to put all of them together. And
we need more story. We need more filler.
Out.
We need more filler.
And that was the Council
the
of...
The Anthology.
The Council of... I
forget. What is it?
There was like the Council of Worm or something like that?
No, it's...
It was one of those councils.
I
know what you're talking about, though, yeah.
All right, I'm going to Google that later.
No.
Anyway, X-Men.
Yeah.
Watch, don't watch.
Watch X1 and X2 and watch First Class and Days of Future Past.
Don't worry, you don't need to follow the story.
I wouldn't watch, either of the ones we just watched. I mean, if you're a completionist like we are, which is why we're doing Dark Phoenix, I would watch them. But if you're not a completionist and you don't enjoy torture... leave these two alone.
Well, it's a good thing we did watch it so that we can move forward and watch Dark Phoenix.
I do not want to watch
next
this.
Week. If you're gonna watch one of these, watch the Apocalypse one.
I would agree. If I had to wait the two of them next to each other, Apocalypse beats X3.
Even if you're a completionist, because X3 has no lasting consequences.
It doesn't have any bearing on the continuity.
You could just totally slide it into a black hole of non-existence.
I completely agree.
And the anthology would still work.
Yeah, you're right.
Yep.
Don't watch X3.
Yeah. Apocalypse. And I haven't seen Dark Phoenix yet, so we'll be able to talk about that more next
week. Well, my mutant power is that I can see the future, and
it's a good
prediction right now, don't watch Dark Phoenix.
Alright, so don't tune in next week. You're terrible at marketing, Jay. Our marketing guy just told everyone not to tune in.
No, I told you not to watch Dark Phoenix.
You're but listen to us make fun of it next week.
Listen to three people who are angry and depressed that they had to spend 2 hours of their life watching this terrible movie. Whine and complain about it.
We do it for you guys.
We call it art.
Yes.
We're
taking all the hits for the team.
That was a good one.
We call it art. Nobody else does, but we do.
It's a public service. It's our art. And God knows if we didn't do it, you'd have to.
Yeah.
So really, what we're trying to say is you're welcome.
Yes. We accept Patreon donations and...
Email your thank yous to nafcast@gmail.com or tweet, Instagram, and Facebook them to @nafcast with the hashtag Phoenix Force.
And on that note, we'll see you next week. I'm Dave.
I'm Brandon.
And I'm Jay.
And nobody asked for this.